Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
Welcome back to the show. Our hearts go out to the Columbus, the Calgary, and so many different people connected to Johnny Gaudreau on the passing of the hockey star and his brother in a bike accident. They were hit by a driver who has been charged by being under the influence. That happened early Friday, late Thursday going into Friday. So very sad, sad news in the NHL this week. I had a chance to talk to Doug Armstrong before that happened. This is a recorded interview from Thursday.
What a gem of a person you have in Colton Parayko. I know this is not news to you, but I got a chance to spend some time with him and his crew on Monday at Meadowbrook in his golf tournament to benefit Ronald McDonald House. And I'll tell you, number 55 really gives back to this community, and we certainly appreciate it. And I know that you feel the same way about your defenseman.
Yeah, he's one of the top human beings, not only in the game, but around our society. He cares about everyone, and you know, he lives around here year-round now, so it's I'm not surprised to hear that. It's great to have confirmation, but he's a great guy for sure.
He sure is. What a crew you have. And you know, he's now one of the older veterans, really, when you think about the how long he's been around and part of that Stanley Cup team. As you continue to make over this roster, you are getting younger. I do want to start with that. The move to extend offer sheets and successfully getting both Broberg and Holloway from the Edmonton Oilers. So now that we are a week or so removed from that, what is life like in the St. Louis Blues front office and looking towards the future with these two and more?
Well, it's funny. I come in every day to the Centene, and in my office I have the magnetic names up on the board, and it's nice to see some younger names, some fresher names, some skating names up there, and then Holloway and Broberg certainly fit into that. And it's I'm playing fantasy hockey now. Every day I come in and I move this guy with that guy to see what it looks like and sort of do the coach's job. But I really enjoy it. I'm excited about the additions that we've had this year. Our staff did a great job of pinpointing guys that could fit into what we're trying to build. And then we went to work as a group and brought in some great veteran players like Suter and Faskin, some younger players that are with great speed, like the Joseph brothers, and you know, some size and length on the back end, and Broberg and Joseph. And I don't know, we're just trying to get better every day, and I think we had a good summer.
You did, and that is interesting, isn't it? The ability now to kind of put the pieces of the puzzle together, is that how you see it? Just how do all these pieces fit?
When we started when our season ended the year that it didn't go well and we had to trade our top players that were going to be unrestricted free agents, we were entering that asset allocation part of it, first round picks. And I feel now like I did when I came in here, where John and Larry, I thought, did a great job of acquiring a bunch of young players and young assets, some in the NHL, some just names on a board that were going to be one day. And then you build a team. And I think we're closer to the team building part now, where how do they fit in? I think we have the prerequisite number of assets that can make us better. But what we need to do is now build this into a team.
You're referring, of course, to John Davidson, Larry Plough, and others who were running this team, and you came on as a succession plan for Larry. I remember JD telling the fans, saying, come grow with us. He wanted to build around a core. He used that line a lot, come grow with us. I do feel like it was, do you feel this way, that it was an admission by the Blues organization to say, look, we are going to go in this direction, hang with us. We want to stay competitive. That's important. We want to have people knowing that we want to stay competitive, but we are going to build around, and we're going to tell it to you straight. I mean, is that, did you feel like that was important, a line of communication with your fan base?
I do feel it's important to be to have a vision and to share it with the fan base so they understand, and they can judge us on it too, on what we're trying to accomplish. They don't have to guess at what we're trying to accomplish. And you know, quite honestly, when we had that disappointing year and started to acquire first round picks, we said we were willing to take our licks to try and build something. And one of the things that we talked to our ownership group about from a hockey perspective is we'd like to get, you know, as many players as possible within an age group of 5 or 6 years. And I think we were able to do that now. And Thomas and Kyra are on the outside of that group and Booch, but they're going to be the ones that I hope benefit the most from these young players coming in now and helping now and continuing to come in. And my thought process that we have as an organization is, let's say two-thirds to three-quarters of these players play in the NHL. Well, they could play in the NHL for 6, 7, 8 years together. And that's how you build something that's sustainable, is you learn each other's tendencies. And then when you work with someone day in, day out over a number of years, there's an obligation of that person that you feel to do your best. And I think building that foundation and building those obligations are what made us successful in the past and what will get us successful in the future.
Doug Armstrong with us on KMOX. Let's talk about those two players from the Oilers specifically, if we can. Broberg, who's 23, 6'4", about 215, good defenseman, really strong for them in the playoffs last year. Holloway also was a contributor. He's about to turn 23. What are their greatest assets, the two of them?
Both exceptional skaters, which is important in today's game. Both two, you know, I assume.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Allo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Allo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
When you talk to them, you know, the process that they went through to having to play in the American League is never fun, especially when you're a first round pick. But out of necessity and out of a development plan by Ken Holland, They were able to play very important minutes in all situations in the American League. And now they're prepared to do that in the NHL. And hopefully we're getting these guys as they're just around, just about to put all those lessons into place and show that at the NHL level. And I expect them to grow. I don't expect what we see on January 1st of this year to be anywhere close to the finished product. I expect them to get better and better over the next 4 or 5 years. But they're very close now to understanding, you know, for a young player, it's not the ceiling. Everybody has a ceiling. It's how high your floor is. Because as a coach, what you want to know as a manager, as a coach, is what's a bad game look like? Like we can live, we'll know what we'll be the benefactors of a good game, but we can't, you can't sink our ship as a bad game. And I think Broberg and Holloway, their ceiling, their floor is closer to their ceiling. I think Jake Neighbors, I would put in that same boat. His floor is now closer to the ceiling. And now we have younger players like Kessler has to get that up there. You know, I think the Joseph brothers, their floor is closer to the ceiling, Texier. So what we're trying to do is raise our floor as much as we are raise our ceiling.
When I looked at Holloway, and I feel like I know who Broberg is. He can be a top four defenseman, no doubt. Is Holloway kind of he's a really good two-way player. Is he kind of a pest? I mean, poking pucks away and hitting, can he be that type of player as well? You mentioned his great skating.
Yeah, I think he's a 200-foot player. He does get in on the forecheck. He can play center and wing. And, you know, I don't want to put comparables on him, but he's not the same player as Barbashev, but he can have the same effect on a team as a seventh forward. You know, if he's a seventh forward, we have a really great top six. But you get one injury, he can slide in there. You get a player that's not playing up to the coach's standard, he can slide in there. And I think, you know, he's going to be a really important player for us because he can play both center and the wing. He can touch both ends of the special teams at different times. But he plays a direct game with speed, which is going to be important for us.
Do you feel like in this camp and getting ready for the preseason and the regular season that you need to develop an identity as a team? Is each season anew when it comes to that, getting Drew Bannister together with his players and developing an identity for the season?
Yeah, I would say the coaching staff, they want to have a theme for the year. But as a manager, what you're looking to do is start a foundation and continue to build that foundation until it's gone, and then you have to start again. And so we, you know, I just go back to my experiences here. In 2010, when I took over as manager, you know, we started to build a foundation. Every year that foundation got a better layer, and it hardened to where we got to 2015 to 2022, where we weren't building more to that foundation. We had a strong foundation. We were trying to win championships. We won one. I think, you know, I wouldn't have been surprised if we had won a couple of more, but it's a hard league. So right now, what Drew and I are trying to do is we're trying to build on last year's foundations. He'll come up with themes because every team is different, but organizationally, we're trying to layer on that foundation of what it means to be a successful franchise. And that's our goal, probably from 30,000 feet.
This succession plan really has been mapped out. And again, you've been very transparent with the fans on this. It certainly looks like you are building this team to be on the rise when Alexander Steen takes over the day-to-day operations, which will happen in 2026. So you have a couple of years left. Do I have that right? It's kind of, and how has he been in since the announcement that he is taking over?
Yeah, again, I go back to my experiences when I came in here with John and Larry. That was the plan. They gave me a couple of years to learn the system, to learn the people in the marketing department, learn the people in the finance department. You know, you get to talk to the game day staff around the arena. And to me, those are very important because they're all part of the team. They're all part of what the success is. And it just as important, I think they need to know what's important to Alex Steen. And he needs to have a foundational blueprint in his mind. And really, everybody in the group has to buy into it. It's not just the players. We have a mindset, and we want everyone to sort of have the same expectations and carry themselves the same way. And so I think having Alex here for 2 years with really without a job description is the best way to put it. is he's going to be touching every aspect of our franchise, and he's going to be learning. I would say the difference between when I came here, I had been a manager. I'd been in management for 18 years, and I'd been a manager for seven. So I was just learning a franchise. He's learning how to what management is all about, but he has the benefit of knowing the franchise. So there's a little bit of a difference in what he just needs to know the management side. I needed to learn the city side, the team side, the personnel side. And so I'm here to help him grow on the hockey knowledge. I would say he's coming. What I found in July when we started development camp and going through free agency and going through the draft early in June for him for the first time and all this stuff, he's learning. He's taking in more information than he's giving, and I think that's important. I think what he wants to do is he wants to assess what's going on, understand the thought process behind it. And my job, I think, over the next 24 months is to share as much information as I can, tell him why we're doing it, get his feedback on what he thinks, and then over time we'll reflect. So
that's the succession plan for Doug Armstrong and Alexander Steen. Big hour next hour, starting with Chief Robert Tracy of the St. Louis Metropolitan Police Department, right after the news.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Nore Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nore Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nore.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.